BFBS, the Forces Station.
It's lovely to be able to chat to you about Dungeons & Dragons. Just tell us, though, what is it all about?
Look, at the end of the day, Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves is really about a good time at the movies. It's just like a throwback 80s kind of vibe with great characters on a massive adventure through this magical world. And I think ultimately it's just like a really funny, engaging, entertaining film that has incredible action in it. It's a film that you need to know absolutely nothing walking into it, except that you're open to a good time, and hopefully it delivers for you. But I think it's really a story about, you know, a group of friends coming together to overcome something kind of crazy happening in their lives.
It does sound like it's going to be amazing. And this is based on the tabletop board game and then the video game. So had you played this before you signed on to produce the film?
I had actually not, which I know is kind of a weird answer. But when I started at Marvel 14 in 2004 as a youngster, I had also not really read Marvel comics. And I think that there's something that's helpful from a producer to kind of come in and to take the time to understand the world and understand what makes it tick, but not be so invested in the specifics that you lose the forest for the trees and get mired in detail. So the thing I love is movies. I'm an avid cinema goer. I love films. And I love trying to figure out what makes pop culture work and what makes people like excited about pop culture. And so to me, like, you can kind of dive in, figure out what makes the world interesting, and then try to figure out how to translate that to the screen. It's a real responsibility because obviously people have been playing D&D for 50 years now, and they have games that are going back decades that people have been playing continuously. And so you really got to take the time and the effort to understand the fandom and understand the game, understand who likes it and what exactly they like about it, and then figure out how to capture that spirit and bring it to the big screen. But, you know, I think my years at Marvel kind of capturing what made those things tick was really helpful in this journey, because I'm used to working with fandoms that are really passionate and really care about their world and try to just understand what they love about it and help bring that to the screen so more people will also care about their world.
As you say, the game Dungeons & Dragons has a huge fan base. So how true to the game is it? Because I understand that game rules are quite strict.
Well, I mean, the game rules are quite strict, but the good thing about them is nobody follows them. And that's what makes the game so engaging. You know, it's really up to the Dungeon Master to set the gameplay for that table. And there's a thing in D&D that I really love called the Rule of Cool. And what that means is if it's cool, then the DM will usually let it slide. Now, if it's lame, we're going to follow the rules, and you're not doing that. But if it's cool, like, all right, let's keep the game going. Let's have some fun. And I think the thing that makes D&D interesting is it's really about this, like, spirit of imagination and the spirit of storytelling and the spirit of adventure. And I think that's the thing that the movie really captures. So I think when you watch the film, it's just incredibly imaginative. It's incredibly adventurous, and you're going to have just a great time. And that's the thing I'm most proud of, is I think that people, you know, even people who know nothing about the game and have never even considered it and kind of say, oh, I don't think that's for me, they're usually the people that turn up after the film and say, I think it's for me. I didn't know that. And that's a pretty cool experience.
I think that's the thing. I've seen the trailer for it, and it looks like it's going to be so funny. And it actually has loads of magical creatures. My favorite that I've seen in one of the trailers is the giant brain eating other brains. But what's your favorite?
You know, I think my favorite is probably the Intellect Devourer as well. You know, there's these brains that kind of walk around, and the way they work is they kind of feed on mental energy. So the smarter the prey, the more likely they are to pounce. And there's quite a good moment in the film where our characters are quite concerned that they're going to get pounced on, but they're not quite bright enough to bother the Intellect Devourer. It's just kind of a great revelation in the film, and a kind of a stinging moment for our hero, led by Chris Pine, playing the character of Edgin. It's quite fun.
I cannot wait to see this film. And, you know, you have a star-studded cast. You've got Michelle Rodriguez, you've got Hugh Grant. You mentioned Chris Pine there, who actually, I understand, was new to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, but really got into the game when he watched his nephew play it. So did the cast get the board game out and play in between takes?
So when we started rehearsal, when everyone arrived in Northern Ireland for first day of rehearsal, instead of having a proper film rehearsal, we had a big old-fashioned D&D game. And we had a DM kind of, which is a dungeon master for the uninitiated, kind of beam in from Seattle and from Wizards of the Coast themselves, you know, like the granddaddy of D&D. And she beamed in from Seattle and led us through a campaign. And it was actually you know, the director said, no matter what we do next, no matter where this all goes, I think the thing we know is D&D is a great way to rehearse with actors because it's like really just like a long form improv. And they all started playing as their characters and they all started forming their friendships with each other. And I think that that bonding period of that 8 hours that we spent in a conference room in Belfast really changed the course of the movie because they came out the other side of it with inside jokes and laughing about things and having poked each other about this or that. And I think that's kind of what makes the game work too. Like you have these inside jokes and these little like things that you rib each other about that you kind of come out of your sessions around the table, and it kind of brought everyone together. And I think that's kind of the power of D&D is it brings people together. It brings people together around, you know, having fun. And I think that's what the movie does as well. So it was a really fun experience. And plus Reggae Jean Page was there being super handsome. And I think that that makes anything more entertaining.
I have to say, we all love him from Bridgerton. He sold us on that.
Yeah, I think you're going to love him even more in this. It's really, he's fantastic.
I mean, I guess also it's probably quite a good way to team build, isn't it? Maybe we need to be incorporating this into the military life, you know, do a bit of team building, playing Dungeons and Dragons.
There is no question that your troops will be better served if they all play D&D together. It's just as a team bonding. It brings you together. It makes you figure out strategically who is good at what. And it kind of makes you, you know, really inventive in your solutions and your problem solving. And it also helps you become friends, you know. And I think, you know, Chris Pine had a quote at Comic-Con that I really loved. He said, if every kid in America played D&D with kids that weren't their friends, everybody in America would be friends. And I think that's really true. Like it just like brings you together and it all the facade of the world kind of falls away. And you're in this world of imagination that someone's taking you through and you just have fun. It's a really fascinating experience. I think that's why it stuck around in pop culture for 50 years. It turns out, you know, the geeks have been way ahead on everything. And once again,
I love that. I do. And you know what? I mean, I've seen, as I say, the trailer for it. And there's a particular part in the film where Chris Pine comes across this dead person who he gets to ask a number of questions to. But he completely wastes the questions. So what's your favorite part of the whole film?
Oh, man, my favorite part of the whole film. Oh, that's a good one. You know, I think that Hugh Grant might be my favorite part of the film. He is so, you know, he plays this a bit of a roguish bad guy, and he's so dastardly, and he's in like peak Hugh Grant love and charm, but in such an evil, insidious way, and you can't help but fall in love with him. I mean, you love to hate the man, and I think his performance is so perfect to me that it really, really, really brings a smile to my face every time I watch the film.
You can't get enough of a British villain, I think.
Right? I mean, come on. He is the epitome of British villainy. It is so fantastic.
Oh, it's been fantastic talking to you, Jeremy. Thank you so much. Can't wait to see the new Dungeons & Dragons movie. It's going to be amazing. BFBS, the Forces Station.